You know that specific frustration of trying to pick up a new language as an adult?
Oh, yeah. It feels less like learning and more like, well, hitting a brick wall.
Exactly. Like you remember absorbing words like a sponge when you were six, but now it's just a grind.
You memorize a vocabulary list, and a week later, it's completely evaporated.
Right. And we usually just blame our aging brains for that. But the sources we're diving into today suggest the problem isn't your age at all, it's the method.
Yeah, we are looking at a program called Fast Forward Fluency, and their logo is actually a fast forward symbol over a world map, which really represents their dual goal of speed and global connection.
Which perfectly matches their whole tagline, English fluency for people who don't have time to waste.
Right. And their central argument is really fascinating. They claim adults fail not because of a lack of neuroplasticity, but a lack of relevance. They want to ditch the textbooks and actually rewire how the brain processes information.
Rewiring the brain sounds great on a brochure, I mean.
But you have to dig into what that actually means in practice.
Right. If we aren't doing the standard fill-in-the-blank exercises, what are we doing?
Well, it starts with what they call the neuroscience of engagement. The source material argues the biggest enemy of adult learning is just plain boredom.
Makes sense.
Traditional methods fail because they ask intelligent professionals, people negotiating contracts or managing teams, to practice asking where the library is.
Your brain just doesn't flag that as essential. If I'm a CEO, I don't care about the library. I want to talk about real stuff.
Exactly. And that is their content that matters pillar. Instead of generic drills, they use provocative topics: climate change, negotiation skills, geopolitics.
The idea being you get so focused on the argument you're making that the English language just becomes a tool to express an idea, not the object of study itself.
Spot on, but I know what you're thinking.
That if I barely speak the language and you ask me to discuss geopolitics, I'm going to be terrified.
Exactly. You won't just be bored, you'll be panicked. So they handle that intimidation factor with their second hurdle, the stress-free zone. Biologically speaking, high anxiety triggers cortisol.
Which essentially shuts down the language centers of the brain. You literally cannot recall words.
Right. So this program reframes mistakes entirely. They aren't failures, they are labeled as data points.
Data points. That's a nice euphemism, but I have to push back a little here.
Sure.
You can't just vibe your way into complex business English. At some point, don't you actually have to sit down and learn the grammar rules?
That is the most common objection by far. But their natural grammar approach argues that memorizing rules is actually what slows you down. Think about how you learned your native language.
And I didn't study syntax charts, that's for sure.
Exactly. You internalize the structure by hearing patterns and getting corrected in real time.
So it's more about implicit learning.
It's pattern recognition. Instead of stopping you to explain a verb tense rule, a coach might just rephrase your sentence correctly in the natural flow of conversation.
So my brain hears the difference, like I went, instead of I go and maps that pattern automatically.
Yes, they want to build automatic responses to break that translation habit where you think in your native language, translate, and then speak.
But relying solely on conversation usually means you forget everything by tomorrow. How do they prevent that massive information dump?
They attack the forgetting curve with aggressive precision. We know memory fades exponentially, so they use an AI delivery system that sends you content specifically at 24, 72, and 144 hours after a session.
Wait, 144 hours. That is incredibly specific.
It has to be. That spacing is designed to catch the memory right as it's about to fade, usually about 6 days after the lesson, and nudge it from short-term into long-term storage.
Forcing the retention. I also saw something in the notes about audits and a personalized living glossary.
Yeah, the glossary is a bank of words you actually use in real life. And the AI performs quarterly progress audits on things like phonetic accuracy and, more importantly, lexical range.
Lexical range, meaning what? The variety of your vocabulary.
No, exactly. It's the difference between sounding like a tourist saying, "I want this," and a professional saying, "I propose a strategic alternative."
And the AI tracks if you're actually using those higher tier words or just falling back on safe, simple ones. That's a crucial distinction for professionals.
Definitely. But despite all the AI, the sources heavily emphasize 100% human connection with live coaches.
So they're hedging their bets. Tech for retention, humans for nuance.
Which addresses the biggest myth the sources try to debunk, that you need to live abroad to be fluent.
I hear that constantly. I'll never learn unless I move to London.
But the data suggests otherwise. Immersion requires an environment, not a plane ticket. You can create that digitally.
And they actually argue adults have advantages children don't, right?
Yeah.
Like focus, discipline, and complex life experience to hook new language onto.
It effectively removes all the excuses. It's not about magic, it's about using the right tools correctly. They combine the empathy of coaching with the ruthless efficiency of AI spacing.
Helping professionals not just speak, but actually lead the conversation. Before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought from their mindset mentorship module.
Oh, this is a great point to end on.
They suggest the biggest barrier isn't grammar, but the identity shift, the limiting belief that fluency just isn't for you.
Right.
So here's the question for you to mull over today. If that's true for English, what other professional skills are you stalling on right now simply because you're afraid to make the necessary mistakes to get good at them?
That is the real question to ponder.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Go make some mistakes.